on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us are two gentlemen. They're doing this show called Letters from a Nut. It's an evening with Patrick Warburton. And Patrick Warburton is here along with his buddy Mike Wilson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Good morning. Yes, I brought my friend. He's an impersonator, a man of three voices.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Give me some.
I've heard at least two or three impressions.
Mike, can you do Patrick?
Yeah, I could try.
Whoa!
Well, you know, it's early in the morning, so everybody kind of sounds.
You could have stayed in bed, Patrick.
Ever Morgan Freeman.
Not very good. I don't think he's very good.
I don't think he's very good.
The audience is so confused right now.
I'm confused and I'm looking at them.
Yeah, it's really weird. Peter, my legs don't work. Come on. What are you talking about?
Why don't you just send them in and collect the check?
You're right. I did get up off early this morning.
I did get up. The wrong side of the bed. Yeah, it's really weird.
Do you feel left out as we're the only two people in the room that don't have a hat on backwards?
Oh, wow, that's a great point.
Oh, that's right.
You got one to loan me?
I have a theory that over 30, you shouldn't turn your hat around anymore. All right? Unless you're a catcher. All right?
He's a catcher.
But not talking baseball.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello, sports fans.
Fantastic. I just been outed.
For those of you who, for some strange reason, don't know Patrick, of course, he was Putty on Seinfeld. He's a Joe on Family Guy and a host of... How many movies have you done? How many movies have you been the voice in?
Oh, I've lost count. Two, three.
As far as voices in movies, there was Peabody and Sherman, The Emperor's New Groove, The Bee Movie, Chicken Little. There's some other animated. Oh, Hoodwinked, some fun, and then a lot of cartoons, TV cartoons. But
and then what about how many movies have you appeared in yourself?
Well, you know,
Mike,
help me out.
17,
Mike.
He's been in.
That's probably close.
Actually, one of my favorite was The Dish.
That was a good one. It was an Australian film about the Apollo 11 mission.
Uh-huh.
Ted was just on yesterday. I was watching Ted.
Ted and Ted.
Yeah. I love that character in Ted. It's pretty funny.
Those are fun. It's always fun to play a total jerk.
He's just being himself. Nice.
So how does this... You explained this to us on the phone a few weeks ago, but not everybody heard that. Letters from a Nut. How does this show work? What's it based on, and how does this whole thing go down?
Well, Barry Martyr's Jerry Seinfeld's producing partner. They do Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee together. So Barry's pen name is Ted L. Nancy. He's been punking corporate America for decades, and there's 9 best-selling books. So he writes letters to corporate America, and they all think they're real, and they respond to them. And so it's super funny. So, you know, I read the letters, the Ted letters, and then Mikey here does them back in whatever voice I tell him. So speaking of the Ted movies, do you do Mark Wahlberg?
Are you kidding me? This is crazy, right? Can't believe I had to get up this early. It's crazy. It's insane. You do all these Ted movies? Are you crazy? I did a movie with a talking teddy bear. I did 2 movies with a talking teddy bear. How many movies have you done with a talking teddy bear? I bet it's 0 because I haven't heard any about it.
You kind of look like a Wahlberg, right? Too.
It's crazy. That's not even a compliment. My brother was in that movie, The Sixth Sense. I hope you haven't seen it because he's dead the whole time. It's crazy. I messed up. I should have said spoiler alert. I ruined everybody's movies. It's crazy.
Do you know any of these letters?
Yeah, sure. So I'll write the Coca-Cola company.
Okay.
Or Ted will write the Coca-Cola company.
All right.
To whom it may concern, I have a product, Diet Coke. I just want to make sure there's no conflict with your product, Diet Coke. It doesn't taste anything like Coke. Most people say it tastes like Pepsi. I sell my soda mostly to construction workers who really like it a lot. How much caramel are you using? And then he turns it up. So he'll get 2 pages of legal coming back. You can't sell that product. It absolutely is. And then he'll be like, I'm so sorry. That was a dumb idea. I've taken my 11 cans and my $700 out of my room. out of the store. They're in my room right now. I apologize, but please try my new soda, Piet Pepsi. So he just gives him, gives him crap. Then he'll write him back. It's been 5 years since I wrote you. I saw a lot of harsh things while I was in prison. I've decided I am going to sell my Kaya Doke, you know, and then he'll just...
But then we have George, like George or somebody will be answering the thing.
So George could be answering for Coke, George Costanza.
He'd be like, perfect, Kaya Doke. That sounds exactly like Diet Coke. You can't be using that. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you. What are you doing? Would you stop? Would you stop it, Georgie? You're making everybody upset.
Oh, I'm telling you, I like that Diet Pepsi. I'm getting some of that. Yeah.
As long as he did, Jerry, is it true when you were on Seinfeld that you avoided talking to Jerry?
Yeah, the only reason, not because he's not just the sweetest, most gracious, generous, wonderful mensch there is. It's just I figured I'm just going to stick my foot in my mouth. What am I going to say?
Uh-huh.
Hey, boy, I bet you couldn't have seen all this success coming your way. You know, what was I going to do? I wanted to hit my marks, get my laughs, and hopefully get invited back because I had no contract. I was just, you know.
Like a day player.
And he still doesn't have a contract. Yes.
So that was, you know.
He's been gone for 20 years, no contract. He's missed the no contract.
This is what our show is going to be like tonight.
You've got no hand. No hand.
I've known this guy for 20 years. I knew he'd steal the show, but I don't care. It makes it better. There's no competing with this.
I'm telling you, and we're doing it with the home of Rocky. Yeah. No, I've seen Rocky 17 times, but this lady over here hasn't even seen it. She lives here. That's weird.
That's pretty pathetic, Rachel.
I said, oh, yo, Adrian. She goes, who's that?
How did
you not say Rocky? What are you doing? What are you doing? It's insane.
Telling you, it's blasphemy not to see Rocky and live here. You're going to have to leave. You're going to have to go.
Does this happen all the time to you where all of a sudden he'll just go?
Yeah. Well, yeah, why do I keep it? It's free entertainment. We've been playing golf together for 20 years now, and, you know.
Well, that's going to work well for your score.
Yeah. But I become George when I'm playing. Yeah. That's the bad part. I become George. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to hit the ball short and right. That's why they put the water. That's why they put the water there. They know right where I'm going.
George is the closest, to his actual personality.
Well, I see, I watch the show. And
how annoying is that?
But I see George doing stuff and I go, I would totally do that. Yeah. What's wrong with that? He's the most despicable person in the world. That's exactly what I would do.
Any other stories? Any other letters? What's your favorite letter to work on?
Well, he does one to Sarah Lee, which is really fun, but I don't know much of it off the top of my head. But he's very confused about the using poor English, because he's been accused of using poor English by telling people that nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. And he goes, he's talking about some woman who came at him with a shrimp pork.
A book.
Oh.
You want the book?
Well, you read that's.
Okay, we don't have to.
Yeah, okay. I can read one or two of these if you want. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be great.
Mikey, grab the book, okay? He does one.
We've got the book.
He sends one to, you know, like Holiday Express. You're my favorite hotel. I stay with you all the time, and you know, but I'm going to be staying at your residence and such in the Amazon. I do have a request. So I have to bring my own ice maker. And they write him back and they go, no, we have an ice maker on such and such floor. And he goes, yeah, I can't leave my room. I need to bring my own ice maker. And he'll you know, and he's got the dimensions. He goes, it'll actually fit in your lobby. I've got 3 inches of clearance or in the elevator, 3 inches of clearance on both sides. He brings swaths of carpet just in case he trashes the carpet, dragging it by reception. You know, and because he's very polite, and they fully engage.
This book is maniacal, by the way. I wish people could see this thing here. It's like a manifesto. You have post-it notes, you know, denoting certain pages. It's about 58 pages long. Notes everywhere, highlights.
Okay, how long does this show usually go?
An hour and a half.
Nice.
Yes. So
it's a good solid hour and a half.
Yes.
Feels like an hour and a half till we found the letter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's
That's
the
radio.
Here's the Sarah Lee Cakes. So he writes this letter to Sarah Lee. Sarah Lee Cakes. Dear Sarah Lee, I want to tell you an incident that happened to me yesterday. I've enjoyed your cookies, cakes, and goodies for years. I weigh quite a bit from eating Sarah Lee 500. I know your slogan is nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. Yesterday at my mosh party, I put out one of your fudgy swirl cakes. A female guest, also heavy 600, said to me, I don't like this. I said, what do you mean nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee? She said, well, I don't like it. One thing led to another. She came at me with a shrimp fork, punctured my arm. Didn't break the skin, luckily. My question, she accused me of using poor English by saying nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee. Is this poor English? Who is using poor English? You and me or her? Can you tell me? Also, can you give me a list of your cakes and snacks that I can send her so she'll find a snack that she likes? To me, everybody do not like something, but nobody can say they will do not like Sara Lee. Thank you for clearing this English thing up. Sincerely, Ted L. Nancy.
All right. All right. And the response?
And then the response. Oh, the response. Who are you going to do in the voice? Schwartz?
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger. Okay, Schwarzenegger. Who's it?
Dear Mr. Nancy, thank you for taking the time to contract Sara Lee Bakery. Your comments will be passed on to the people involved in the developing, the producing, this, that, and the other thing, and the marketing of a baked goods here. The slogan has been, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee since 1968. It was just a catchy phrase that stuck with it. It wasn't meant for product recognition, not as a teaching tool. We apologize for any confusion this has caused. Sincerely, Tracy McGarvey, Consumer Services. That's the thing.
So that'll be the thing. So it's all real letters, real responses. And this just makes them the responses a little more interesting.
Now, if I'm correct, your parents are uber Christian. Are they Catholic Christians?
Yeah, Catholic.
Catholic. Uber Catholic.
They're Lyft Christians. Right. For Lyft.
And what was their reaction when they started seeing you as part of Family Guy?
Oh, yeah, they've hated that show for the two decades it's been on the air. Yeah. They believe my soul's in peril for being on it. And then I have to explain to them what satire is. It's just a cartoon.
Early on, did they try to get you off the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, my mother signed petition. She sent money to a Parents Television
Council,
yep. Which is like a media watchdog that's been trying to get this show garbage off the air, like Family Guy, for years.
All right.
And so it's just, the whole thing's absurd. But they're very, you know, my father was in the monastery for 3 months. He almost became a monk until he decided that wasn't his calling, went into medicine. And my mother went to school with the nuns and, you know, and just hardcore Catholics. We had a discussion the other day and she brought up, she was trying to teach me with using Adam and Eve. And I go, well, that's a wonderful parable, Mom. And she goes, absolutely not. It happened. And I go, Mom, we know now, Mom, that Adam and Eve is a teaching tool. It was meant for product recognition.
Not as a
teaching tool.
Gotta talk to your mama there.
But that's how I go, Mom, you know, and it's a little frustrating. I go, you believe everything that every nun taught you 75 years ago when you were 7 years old. And I go, God also gave us intellects, and we have to be able to decide what. I go, talk to any Catholic priest friend of yours, and he will tell you that Adam and Eve is a teaching tool, that that did not happen like that. You know,
I beg to differ.
Well, Patrick Warburton and Mike Wilson will be at Punchline Philadelphia tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Give me a Joe to say goodbye.
Well, we hope that you show up there at the Punchline. Wait, come on, Mike, you do a better Joe than me.
Peter, I can't believe this. My legs don't work.
Do Peter.
Well, I don't even know if I could do Peter this early in the morning show.
There's a girl who's made some movies in my jacuzzi, Big and Juicy.
You know, that's probably the worst rap song I've ever heard in my entire life.
Do Eddie Murphy.
Man, this is crazy, man. We had a good time. We was listening to David Bowie. David Bowie, praise the Lord.
Do Chris Rock.
I can't believe there are no black people in here. What, black people can't listen to rock and roll? Black people invented rock and roll.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.